in line with the introduction in terms of things that are related to Midos, there's an interesting insight in Midos in this parsha. When he took Dina, and Yaakov hears about it, he waits and consults with his sons what to do. So the Rabbag says there's a lesson here to Elis and Midos. For who? She'ein roi l'sholem, she'yotzei dover mirmo mipiv. A person who's an Odom HaSholem on the higher levels of Shlemus, as Yaakov Avinu was, it's not appropriate that something that's not completely honest, it's deceitful, should come out of his mouth. Afilu lechavein el ma sheroi shechavein elov. Even for the purpose of that which was appropriate, which here it was really saving Dina. So, but even so, avol roi shiyu pivli vayshovim. But what's wrong with this mirmo? Because what that really means is what he's thinking in his heart and what he's saying with his lips, with his mouth, are not the same. They agreed what should be done. This Eitzah of if we can only give our daughter, if you people do Mila, and that would be the way. They knew they wouldn't agree, and therefore they would be able to save Dina. And even though this was something that they had agreed to do, he couldn't. Yaakov himself wasn't going to do it. It's not really true. That wasn't really what they wanted. That you should do Mila, and then we will say, and then we'll join together with you. What they really wanted is they assume ki belis sofik lo yousu lo se sachosim lishchem. They're not going to give it to them, even if they will do Mila, even if they'll do it. So the whole thing was really a ruse, just to have them. They figured they would say no, and therefore they would be able to get Dina. So Yaakov couldn't do this. Now the truth of the matter is, it seems halachically they agreed to be done. So al pidin, it was permissible. And the brothers Taka did it. And the stakes were extremely high. We're talking about saving Dina from Shechem and all the terrible ramifications that would be forthcoming. Well, the Maisa, it's not pivli vayshovim. There's some saying something which is Yaakov couldn't do it. It wasn't appropriate for him to do it. It had to be done, but it was some sticker thing. And the lotion of the medrash and a similar thing is he's called because they didn't ask him to do it. Why they wanted to do it? Because it was he's tam v'chosid, and Mamela he's not going to do mirmo. There's such a thing sometimes when even though there's a need, and halachically it could be permitted, but Yaakov, it's not for me. It's not, it's helping me this. I'm doing something, I'm saying something which in my heart I really have another cheshbon. I'm not being completely straightforward with you. I just think that sometimes, you know, we don't realize how even when things are permissible, there's another, it's almost like there's an alternative Shulchan Aruch. There's another set of rules. There's the halacha, and there's the need, and there's the desperate tzorech of saving Dina. Ad kedei kach that they will mask him to do it, but Yaakov, no, it's not for him. Midas depend. It's halachically could be permissible, but what level I'm on? Where am I holding? Is this something that's appropriate for me? The stakes are high. The chiyuv is there. Somebody else can do it, but I can't. It's not for me because my level, I'm a tam, I'm a chosid, I'm such a refined person that this would be inappropriate. And that inappropriateness can exist despite the fact that I'm doing something of such importance. So, mamish to save Dina, like what could be more than that? I just think sometimes we think about halacha, but we don't think about the midas. The Chazal say that really the tachlis of all the mitzvahs is to remove letzarif et sabrios, to remove, refine the impurities. We know the goyin is quoted a little bit off the exact quote, but if not for tikkun amidus, what's life all about? Like that's what's expected of us. We know that the midas are Somebody wrote an article once, midos are the measurement of a man. Midos means measurement, and it's also traits of character. That's what we're about. That's our essence. And I think that we see from here that there's a standard of midos which goes beyond. Halachically, yes. Halachically, I can justify this. But even what they say, you know, it's pasnished for me. It's not for me. For the person that I am. If I'm a ben Torah, I'm held to a different standard. If I'm a Talmud Chochem, I should be held to a different standard. If I'm a tzaddik, I should be held to a different standard. I'm holding myself, and I'm even talking about people think about me. But it could be appropriate, halachically, imperative to be done, and yet, people leave a shoven. I can't say a word that's not real. It's important, and we're offering a real option, you know, if you do, but it's a lie. And that's not what we want, and that's not what's going to happen. So, can't do it. I think that's something that it reflects on many things we do. And sometimes we have halachic justifications, but that shouldn't be the only criteria, that shouldn't be the only standard which we use in life to decide what's appropriate and what's not.